There are 294 new confirmed and presumptive cases of COVID-19 in Oregon today, and 8 new deaths from the virus. This raises the state's death toll to 383, the Oregon Health Authority reported today. So far, there have been more than 22,000 people confirmed with the disease in Oregon. Multnomah County leads the state with 84 new cases, followed by Washington County with 36 and Marion County with 35. Umatilla County posted an extra 20 cases. Umatilla County's had an especially difficult toll from the virus for a county its size. It's had more than 2,300 confirmed cases and 31 deaths. Umatilla is coping with big outbreaks in workplaces, especially at the Eastern Oregon Correctional Institution with 199 cases. Food packing and agricultural work sites in the county have also suffered, including Lamb Weston, the potato processing company where they've counted 170 infected workers. Even though its population is only 78,000 people, Umatilla County suffered 10 of the 21 largest active outbreaks in Oregon, and more than a quarter of the workplace outbreaks throughout the state. This week, the Oregon Health Authority reported 21 active outbreaks in Umatilla County infecting 725 people. Contrast that to Clackamas County, which has 5 times the population, but just 136 cases. 2 weeks ago, Governor Kate Brown put the county back to stage 0, which means a stay-home order. In Washington state, as of this afternoon, there have been 64,702 confirmed cases, 1,724 deaths, and more than 6,000 hospitalizations since the pandemic began. In the United States, the deaths have soared to 166,148, with more than 5.2 million confirmed cases. Throughout the world, scientists have counted more than 750,000 lost lives and almost 20.7 million cases. The 5,236,599 cases in the United States continue to lead the world, according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University, followed by Brazil with 3.1 million and India with about 2.4 million, then Russia with 905,000 counted COVID-19 infections. The Centers for Disease Control this afternoon issued a dire warning for the fall about the coronavirus. A top federal health leader is telling people to follow recommended coronavirus measures or risk having the worst autumn in U.S. public health history. Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the U.S. CDC, says, quote, "For your country right now and for the war that we're in against COVID-19, I'm asking you to do 4 simple things. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, and be smart about crowds. I'm not asking some of America to do it. We all got to do it." Meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Allergies and Diseases said today, quote, "You can't run away from the numbers of people who've died, the number of people getting hospitalized, the surges we're seeing." For the KBOO Evening News, I'm Annette Newell.